MBTA officials expect to cut late-night service on the T early next year to save money. They say ridership on the weekend-only service has dropped since it began last year. Meantime, they're trying to find ways to cut costs for the Green Line extension, which is planned to go from Cambridge into Somerville and Medford. State transportation officials want developers and local companies to help fund the project, which has seen cost estimates balloon by 50%, up to $3 billion for the project. More from WBUR's Steve Brown.
Members of the public who are frustrated with delays in the Green Line extension project were first to weigh in with their support before a joint meeting of the MassDOT Board and the MBTA Fiscal and Management Control Board. Resident Elizabeth Bell has supported the project for years. She says it is unassailably a public good that was well on its way to becoming a reality after decades of analysis and planning.
This project is not a boondoggle or frill or some political idea that managed to sneak its way into garnering almost $1 billion in federal funding. The decades of pushing for this project was backed by a long list of exhaustive and exhausting studies and public input at the local, state, and federal levels.
And the members of the two boards essentially agreed to the merits of the project, but repeatedly expressed deep concern about the skyrocketing price tag. MassDOT Director Russell Gitlin says he is for the Green Line extension, but in a fiscally responsible way.
And that's going to take what I keep hearing every time people step up to the mic, the Mayor of Somerville, Medford, Cambridge. I keep hearing that you guys are going to put some skin in the game, and we're looking for that. We're looking for you to step up and put skin in the game. And I think eventually, in my estimation, we can end up with a form of a Green Line extension, which is important to everybody in this room.
The boards unanimously approved a resolution calling for additional funding beyond what was previously approved to come from sources such as the Boston Metropolitan Planning Organization and the municipalities, landowners, and developers benefiting from the project. The resolution clearly states that canceling the entire project remains an option. It also calls for reliable cost estimates and cost reduction strategies be incorporated into the project going forward. MassDOT Director Robert Moylan said the state needs to get a better handle on what the project will really cost.
I think what we need to do is look at a more credible, reliable cost estimate so we understand better as to what it will take to get this project built to maintain its core functionality, not necessarily to build the wants, but instead to build and meet the needs.
After the meeting, Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack said the boards are not backing away from the $1 billion in state money to fund the project.
They're basically saying it's a good investment for the Commonwealth at $1 billion, but it's not a good investment at more than that amount of Commonwealth dollars.
Rafael Maras of the Conservation Law Foundation, the group that negotiated the original commitment to extend the Green Line, called the board's vote a smart negotiation strategy.
It sends a clear signal to future contractors on this project that they can't just put in any cost estimate that suits them, but they'll have to really contain the costs. And likewise, it sends a message to developers that this is the limit, and if we can't get the cost down sufficiently, then any difference needs to be made up by others.
The T is now developing a new cost estimate with savings in mind. T General Manager Frank DePaula says he expects to present a revised cost estimate sometime in March or April. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.